Come on, man. Can we just praise God? It is a joy to serve the Lord today. Amen. Praise God. I believe that within all of my heart. And I pray by the end of this sermon, you would say that too. Amen. If you didn't give me a big hallelujah, he'd be hallelujah in the whole sermon. I'll say hi. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you, brother. All right. So, yeah. Amen. So, yeah, I'm super excited for this. MCC means a lot to not only my family, but especially like me as like a person. MCC has done so much. For those of you who do not know, actually God used this church building for me to get saved. It was in a prayer meeting on a Saturday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And my dad, he forced me to go to this prayer meeting. And after, yeah, he did. I got in trouble a few times, and after finally 3 long months of me going, I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and I got born again by the power of God. Amen. So that is amazing. So I just love MCC. Praise God for what he's going to continue to do. And I'm just believing and praying that the best days are yet ahead in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So I want to share with you real quick just a story of when I was younger. For those of you who really know me, you would know that my number one sport growing up was not basketball, it was baseball. I loved baseball, everything I did. I thought about baseball. I would just imagine myself being with MLB players, that going on a coffee with them, going to lunch with them, going to dinner. I just wanted to know, like, how did you get so good? What was your lifestyle like? And I wanted to just go on a walk with these professional baseball players, in a sense where I honestly idolized these people when I was a young man. And I'm sure there are people here today that in some ways you probably do the same thing today. Like, there's that one person in the world that you can think of right now that you would say, man, I would love to have a coffee time with that person. You would say, I would love to go out to lunch with this person, or I would just love to go on a casual walk and just have a conversation with this person. And this, if you did have that opportunity, I'm sure it would excite your heart, where you would post all over social media and tell every friend that you know, I walked with Justin Bieber today. All right. I'm sure some of you would say, I know. Some of you probably say, I'm walking with Taylor Swift today. Some of you, yeah, no, I know some of you say, nope, but not all of you. I know you. I follow some of you. All right. And then some of you would say, hey, I want to Elon Musk. That would be a great conversation. And then some people would say, I want to go with Elvis or something, but he is dead. So just want to throw that out there. But there is these people that we kind of put on a pedestal, and we want to walk with them. We want to talk with them. We center our life around sometimes these people. But I'm here today to share with you that there is a man in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, chapter 5, and his name is Enoch. Everyone say Enoch. Enoch. And Enoch walked with someone who is more fascinating, amen? He's more interesting than any other person that has lived on the face of planet Earth. And by the end of this sermon, I'm getting there, Oliver. And by the end of this sermon, I would hope you would say within the depths of your heart, I don't care if I never walk again with another human being, because I'm walking daily with the person that Enoch walked with long ago. Hallelujah. And that brings us to Genesis 5, 24. And I want you to flip open your Bible, and we are going to be camped out there the entire morning. And Oliver, it is God. Praise the Lord. Here we go. Enoch walked with who? He walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. So here's a man we learn about early on in the Bible, first book of the Bible. We learn that this man named Enoch literally walked with God. Enoch is a fascinating person in the Bible, because not only did he walk with God, but he never died. He never tasted death like everyone here today will. The other character in the Bible that did that was Elijah. And the Bible teaches that he was simply walking step by step with God one day, and the next day, Enoch was no more, never tasted death. The hand of God just took him up. And the book of Hebrews in the New Testament gives us helpful insight to why God did this. It says this in Hebrews 11, verses 5 to 6. It says, by faith, by what? Faith. All right. But by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death.
And he was not found because God took him up. For prior to being taken up, he was approved as being pleasing to God. And without, it is impossible to please him. For he who draw near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek after him. Amen? So Enoch is a Bible character here in the book of Genesis, and he walked with God, and his entire lifestyle was walking with God in light of him living in a very sinful society and a sinful world. Even though that was all going on, this man named Enoch walked with God so much so that God loved him so much and so pleasing in the heart of God that God ended up taking him up. And this is, I believe, if you are a born-again believer, and I would say even an unbeliever, in these seats today, I would say this should be the heartbeat of our entire life. Amen? That we should want to live in a way that every step I take, I can look to my right, I can look to my left, and Jesus is right there with me. It is a fascinating thing to walk with God. Amen? And if you know anything about me, my greatest desire, my greatest passion is not to preach, it's to walk with God. Amen? He is my greatest passion, to have communion, to have fellowship with God at all times. And Pastor Matt said it a little earlier, but this is my last Sunday for now here at MCC until my family moves to Louisiana. So praise God. Thank you, Pastor Matt and the pastoral team for allowing me to do this. But I want to share with you on Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, because if I could leave anything with you, if I could preach one last message, it would be on how we as human beings can walk with God. Hallelujah. I mean, that is a fascinating thing. Praise the Lord. And this knowledge that I have learned through the lens of the Bible has absolutely changed my life, and I guarantee it will change your life here today. So I believe this morning the Lord is leading me to share with everyone simply, what does it mean for you and I to walk with God? I also want to speak on how can we uphold our walk with God? Like, what are some things we can do to maintain it? And lastly, at the very end, I'm going to share with you why you should be stirred up this morning to walk with God. So why? I mean, what does it mean to walk with God? I have learned through my own Christian life and through the lens of the Bible, it means that you simply live by faith. Faith is ingredient number one. This is exactly what Enoch did in Hebrews 11:5. In a moment that changed my life forever was when Brother Dave Garrett, right there, invited me to a men's retreat. He's probably never even heard the story. Invited me to a men's retreat. So myself, my brother in Christ, Samuel Eisner, and then the guy who discipled me for 3.5 years, Eric Roseboom, who is the president at ABI, and we support him through Faith Promise monthly here at MCC, praise be to God. But we all decided to go up to this men's retreat, and we were gonna go have a good time and seek first the kingdom of God. And finally, it was a Friday night. We were done with everything. We've had great God time. It's been amazing. But as we're laying down on the bed in our room, it's just me, Eric, and Samuel. It's about 1 a.m. We started to talk about God and theology. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I can sometimes say very passionate comments. And sometimes they're like the sons of thunder with the Samaritans. If you know anything about that, I can do that at times. But this was my kind of fiery comment I made. I said, I don't know how anyone can call themselves a Christian and not read their Bible every single day. I mean, I said it and I was like, boom. And then when I said that in the room, I could hear crickets outside. All right. And then all of a sudden I was like, well, no one's talking. And then I'm going to ask the guy who disciples me. Well, Eric, hey, you're a president of a Bible school. What do you think about this? And then he said, with all the seriousness that Eric brings to the table, he says, well, Joseph, I guess I'm not a Christian. Yep. He said, because there have been days, Joseph, where I haven't read my Bible. And I'm like, what? You're the president of a Bible school? You're the one who disciples me? You don't read this Bible every single day? I was shocked. And then he goes on to say, no, for real, Joseph, there has been days, I got 5 kids. I wake up late. And then I have meeting after meeting. I'm so busy throughout the entire day just getting through. I lay down at 1 a.m. and I think to myself, I haven't read the Bible one time today. And once he shared that with me, I was shocked even more, saying, how dare you? What, like, what? What's going on? But then, I will say this, but then, Eric Roseboom would go on to say some of the most powerful words I've ever heard a human said in my entire life. He'd go on and say, and I quote, but I tell you this, Joseph, I laid on my bed and told myself, it's okay, because I walked with God today. Amen. Immediately, I had Genesis chapter 5, verse 24 flash in my mind. Enoch walked with God and was no more. And then, I'm not making this up. Eric would go on to say, you know, Enoch walked with God, Joseph, and he had no Bible. And I was like, woo, hallelujah. Man, God, you just got my Sons of Thunder tail. You got me good, Lord. And it is so true, though, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in this room. Enoch is a man who never read the Bible, and yet God took so much delight in the character and the person of Enoch that God literally took him up where he never tasted death, because Enoch knew he walks with God by faith alone in Jesus Christ. Amen? And we as humans that have saving faith in God, that is enough. That enough, having faith in God is enough for God to take strong delight in me, to take strong delight in you. Where you and I, one day, if we are born again and have saving faith, we will be just like Enoch, and we will shed our body and we will be no more. Hallelujah. And everything, literally everything I have just mentioned to you, all happens from start to finish by one thing, and that is faith alone in Jesus Christ. And that is apart from your Bible reading plan. That's apart from any religious activity that you have ever done. Enoch walked with God by faith alone, and so can you. Every day I try to live a life where I wake up and the first thing I think of, I'm walking with God. Every step I'm taking today, I want to look to my right in a spiritual sense and to my left and know that Jesus is walking right there with me. I'm walking step by step in the footsteps that Jesus has laid out for me. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's by faith. By faith. And also walking with God means that you're no longer an enemy of God, but you're now a friend of God. Now this may seem foreign to some of you, that God who created he created humans. How can we who are created in his image be enemies of God? He is ultimately our one and only maker. But this is actually the narrative and the painting that we see in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It even says this in the New Testament in James 4:4. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world sets himself as an enemy of God. Amen. Amen. So us being enemies, fighting against God, can be traced all the way back to what? Be traced all the way back to Genesis chapter 3 in the garden, where we learn about the fall of man. Where when man sinned, when God came looking for them, they didn't go up to God saying, God, we sinned, forgive us. No, you know what man did? They went and hid from God. Ultimately, that created hostility between man and God, a huge disconnect between man and God, where now you and I's natural response, apart from the Holy Spirit, when we sin, it's not to run to God saying, oh, I sinned. No, left in our own, we sit there and run from God, amen? We're still enemies until the Lord draws us and we become born again by the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Bible teaches in Romans 3 that all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. What that really means is we've all become enemies of God. And the only way you can faithfully and truthfully say in this room today that you are a friend of God is by faith alone in Jesus Christ. Well, what does faith alone in Jesus Christ look like, Joseph? It looks like surrendering your life to Jesus, where you start saying, not my will be done, but the will of God be done. And this is what Abraham did. This is exactly what Abraham did. It says this in James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And this is a man we're talking about. And he was called a what? A friend of God. That is possible for you, brother. Sister in Christ, that's possible. Unbeliever here today, that's possible for you to walk out of this door. You walked in an enemy, you walk out a friend. Faith alone in Jesus Christ. And I'm here today to ask the question, are you an enemy of God? Have you truly been born again by the Spirit of God? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus, having that hostility between you and God destroyed forever? Because if you desire and want to walk with God, then that hostility must be destroyed. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire to walk with God, you must also have the Holy Spirit live within you. John chapter 3, verse 5 and 7, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which has been born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Amen. If you're not born again, then you don't walk with God. If you're not born again, you are not walking with God today. But I'm here by faith to declare, hallelujah, that can change today. That can change. You can walk out of these doors and be born again in Jesus' name. And one of my favorite questions to ask people is this: are you born again? And usually 90% of the time I could be at a coffee shop, ask that question, and people say, oh yeah. And I say, follow-up question, I say, well, how do you know? How do you know that you're truly born again? And that's when people start fumbling the football. That's when people say, well, I raised my hand one time at church because I go to church, or I serve in church. I was born and raised in the church, and I'm trying to be graceful and as truthful as I possibly can. If that is truly why you believe you are going to heaven, then a response like that can send you to hell. And I'm just being real this morning. Amen. It all goes back to faith. Faith alone in Jesus Christ. You can know you're saved. You know how? Having the Holy Spirit bear witness with your own spirit, within your conscience also, that you are a true son or daughter of God. And this is why Paul wrote to the Corinth church and said, hey, test yourself, examine yourself, see if you're truly in the faith. I know for myself up here preaching this word, I know I'm saved because of one thing. I've had the Holy Spirit come into my heart, and I'm born again by the Spirit, and the things I used to do, now I hate to do those things. If you say you have a new relationship with Jesus, then you better have a new relationship with sin. Amen. It must be done. Hallelujah. And this brings us to the last point I want to share with you about walking with God. And I would say this for myself, making this message was probably the most convicting, is that you must move forward in your walk with God. You say you walk with God, do you grow in holiness? You say you walk with God, do you grow in self-control? Who loves self-control? Amen? You're growing and developing a greater and greater love for Jesus. And maybe today, if you don't see yourself going forward and making progress in your walk with God, then maybe, just maybe, brother or sister, you're not actually walking with God. And maybe you never have all along. Let's just say you're here today, you claim to be a Christian, and you've been faithfully, let's say, serving the Lord for 10 years. If that's truly the case, you know what your life should look like today? A little different than it did 10 years ago. You should look more Christ-like. You should look more sanctified. You should look more mature in your walk with God. You should see your heart continually saying, God, be enlarged, be enlarged. God, have your will be done. Grow my love for you. You should not look like the world. You know who you should look like? Jesus. Especially if God's had your heart for 10 years. Come on, what is God we're talking about? Amen? He can change all things. And if you are here this morning, and let's say you haven't received any type of victory in your walk with God over the years of you being a Christian, and what I'm really talking about is over sinful patterns in your life, then maybe, just maybe, you're not walking with God this morning. And maybe you've been deceiving yourself all of this time. Because my Bible teaches in the book of Exodus that our God is a jealous God. And if he truly lives within you, then you should do what the Bible says. You should be going from glory to glory. You should be growing in the things of God, not going backwards in the things of God. You're walking with God. Walking with God means you're going forward in your relationship with God. Amen? And if you never knew that verse, glory to glory, I'm going to share it with you today. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, 18, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord, there's what?
Freedom.
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Just as from the Lord, the Spirit. Amen. As people that walk with God, we should be moving forward in our walk with God. We should see ourselves, when we take a bird's eye view of our life, from going glory to glory, not glory back to death, but glory to glory. Because you know why? You have been set free by the Holy Spirit. Then guess what? There is freedom for that person. Amen. There is freedom if you've truly been set free, though. Amen. I heard people say to my face, well, Joseph, you know, you got saved pretty early in life at the age of 19. It's no wonder it is easier for you to live for Jesus and for you to be on fire and so in love with Jesus because you don't have as much baggage as I do, Joseph. And I believe this morning, if you think like that, that way of thinking is demonic. I believe that thinking comes straight from the pit of hell itself, and we need to kick it back there in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. We truly need to believe within our heart. When someone truly walks with God, then the old things have passed away. The new things are now. Amen? Amen. We need to believe that God has ripped out our heart of stone, replaced it with the heart of flesh, wrote his commandments on our heart and said, hey, now the commandments of God are no longer burdensome. It's a joy to live for Jesus. Is it joyful living for Jesus in this church today? Amen. It's fun to live for my Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a joyful thing. Amen. It's Christ who lives, not Joseph anymore. Joseph, the Bible says, I've been crucified with Christ spiritually. Don't believe me? Genesis 2:20. This is Paul. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Can we just give some God some glory time for this verse? Come on, give him some praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In this life, we need to make sure we build our Christian doctrine and our beliefs, not on our human experience, but solely on the Word of God. And the Word of God says right here in a few of the texts that we read, who the Son sets free is free indeed. My Word says we go from glory to glory. Amen? So if you're not going forward today in your walk with God, then God is stirring you up this morning. Hey, let's get that in check. Don't lose your first love. Amen? Don't become lukewarm. If you're backsliding, stop. Go forward in your walk with God. God is calling every person here this morning to walk forward in their walk with God. And maybe the Lord, through his word, is speaking to you this morning, laying on your heart, hey, you've been at the same place in your walk with God now for months, some of you guys years, and God is saying, let's go forward. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is forgiveness. Not just for forgiveness now, but for forgiveness when you commit sin 10 years down the road. God says, I've been there, done that, saw that. I still died for you on the cross. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Yes, in Jesus' mighty name, there is forgiveness. One thing I love about the sun coming up. Who loves the sun coming up? Raise your hand. All right, what is the sun a reminder in the Bible? Mercy. Hey, man, someone said it. I think it was like over here. I'm not too sure. But mercy, the book of Psalms, it says every day that sun comes up, it's a reminder to Joseph that there is new mercy for the Christian. There's new mercy for the unbeliever. If you're not saved here today, well, guess what? The sun's up today. Mercy is available. There's some days I sin. Did you know that? Amen. I know you do. Accountability partner. Hey, there's some days I drop the ball. There's some days, man, I'm not loving to my wife. There's some days I'm like, I don't want to do these stinking dishes. There's some days I'm like, I don't even want to load up the furniture. Like, what are you talking about? There's some days I'm just not doing well. Then I see the sun come up. And I'm like, it's all good. Mercy. Father, I know I didn't serve well yesterday, but mercy. I know I might have sinned yesterday, but mercy. And I thank you that that old Joseph has died. It's been crucified with you. And now Joseph, in a spiritual sense, has risen from the dead. And I'm alive in Christ. Amen. I'm dead to sin. I believe that. Hallelujah. So if over time in your walk with God, if you're not moving forward, growing in holiness, and going from glory to glory and growing in the love of God, then maybe at one point you did raise your hand. Maybe at one point you did repeat a prayer. But that doesn't mean you are born again. Walking with Jesus Christ and being born again comes by faith alone, apart from raising the hand, apart from any religious activity in Jesus' name. And we as people, we can have all the good works on paper and still not walk with God. And I am just a man here today, and I know some of you guys very, very well. But there have been people in my life that I have loved dearly, had a great relationship with them, and they have fallen away from the Lord. And I'm just up here being vulnerable. It shocked me. It shocked me so, so much. But you know who it didn't shock? It did not shock God. It did not shock the Lord. And as I'm making this message, the Lord just brought such soberness to my mind, because let's be real. There is people here that would call yourself a Christian, but you're at the same place you are 15 years in a row. And you're walking with God apparently, and there is no spiritual growth. And some of you from that 15-year period, you've taken 500 steps back. And that just has to change here today. And my heart for everyone here is, man, who are you fooling? You can fool me. People have been there, done that, and I'm gonna be fooled in the future because I'm just a man, amen? You can fool your Christian circle, your Christian family. You can fool the church, but you're not fooling God. He knows if you're walking with him. He knows if you're walking faithfully with him. He knows if you're walking and going forward. And if you're not going forward in your walk with God, I believe God is telling you through his word, you're not like Enoch walking with God. You're more like Judas that walked with Jesus. Amen. Judas walked with Jesus. Judas got very close to Jesus. So close, what did he do? Kiss on the cheek and betrayed him. You know what Judas did not do? He didn't walk forward in his walk with God. He didn't walk in holiness. He didn't grow in holiness. He didn't see that within his life. Judas walked backwards, not forward. And hear my heart this morning of why I'm being so real, so vulnerable, so sober, because it may be the last time for I see some of you for years. Some of you, let's be real, I love you to death, but I'm never gonna see you again. And I've had so many people in my own life who have fallen away from the Lord, who have lost their first love, and now is not the time for that, amen? Now is the time for radical Christian living, hallelujah. Right now is not the time to grow cold. It is to walk with God and go forward, amen, hallelujah. And I love all of you, but I don't care about your last name, the car you drove to church in, the money in your bank account, or really how you look this morning. I don't care about the title that may be in front of your name, but one thing I do care about is if you are walking with God and going forward. Amen. Going forward with God. So I've shared with you what it means to walk with God by faith alone, It means that you're no longer an enemy, but a friend of God. The Holy Spirit lives within you, and that you're moving forward in your walk with God day by day. Now, I want you to stick with me a little longer and talk about some ways how, all right? You're walking with God. How can we uphold? How can we maintain our walk with God? And these disciplines I'm gonna discuss with you today seem very, very basic, but at the end of the day, most of us are not practicing these every single day. And it is very hard to live out some of these basic Christian disciplines and some lifestyles that we see in the Bible. People think it is very hard to grow in their walk with God. They think it's like rocket science. I'm here today to say, no, it's not. It is actually very, very simple, but it's not easy. Amen. It's not easy, I will admit that, because there is this thing called the world out there. Who knows about the world? Yeah, we know about that, we live in it. There is this thing called the flesh, and then there's this person who God created called the devil. And these three beings, these three powers, they are constantly pulling at my desires. They're constantly pulling at your desires every single day to get you away from living out certain lifestyles that God says, hey, if you do this, you're gonna grow in the mighty name of Jesus. So the first way to uphold your walk with God is basic, but it is so good. It is read the Bible. Amen? We walk with God by faith alone, apart from any religious activity. I 100% believe that, but I do also believe if Enoch had a Bible, he would have read the Bible. He would have lived in the Bible. He would open his Bible up and read that thing every time he had the opportunity. And you and I, we live in America. You know how many Bibles are probably in America? I'm gonna say at least a billion. Right now in our culture, if you need a Bible, come to my office. I got 15 of them. Go to the welcome desk. We got like hundreds of them. Right, Pastor Dwayne? Hallelujah. We got one. Oh, no, 100. Amen. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible. Yes, we live in America. We should not be Bible illiterate. We should have Bibles and know that thing like the back of our hand. Hallelujah. So read your Bible. Another way to uphold your walk with God is prayer. Charles Spurgeon said, it is not a matter of the time so much as a matter of the heart. If you have the heart to pray, you're gonna find the time to pray. And I'm gonna say developing a fiery prayer life has changed my life forever and ever. If you have a fiery prayer life, man, you are gonna do great things in your walk with God because your eyes are so fixed upon Jesus when you are praying, when you're shutting yourself out from the world and shutting yourself into God. It is an amazing thing to do to pray, hallelujah. And I think Jesus gives us great insight on developing a lifestyle of prayer in Mark 1:35. And in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus rose up and went out of the house. And he went to a desolate place, and there he was praying. I believe we should not only pray when we want something from God, but we should pray to God because it's our lifestyle. Because it is something we desire to do with our whole heart and we should fulfill what the Bible says. Hey, we pray without ceasing. And when Joseph's not praying, I know the Holy Spirit is living through Joseph interceding when I'm asleep. Hallelujah. I believe that in the mighty name of Jesus. So let's develop a lifestyle of prayer for you today. Let's be like Jesus. And I think it is wise for us to set certain times throughout our day to pray. It says in the text, Jesus rose early in the morning, having a certain time in a certain place with no distractions. And I challenge you this week, for Monday all the way to Saturday, I challenge you to set a time. It could be in the morning, it could be in the evening, it could be afternoon, it could be 1 a.m. I don't really care. Just set a time. And guess what? Throw that phone in the kitchen, throw it outside if you have to, and meet with God. I'm guilty of this. I can meet with people for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Amen? You do that too sometimes? When's the last time you've met with God one-on-one for lunch? When's the last time you said, hey, I'm going to Chick-fil-A today, and I'm just going to go and meet with God? Me and him are just gonna sit down and we're gonna dine together. We're just gonna hang out. You know, when's the last time you've gone to a coffee shop and said, hey, I'm not meeting no one, I'm just hanging out with God? God desires that from you. He desires that fellowship with you. And if you have the heart to pray, I truly believe you will find the time to pray. Another way we can walk with God and uphold our walk with God is to surround yourself with other godly people who desire to walk with Jesus. If you get with people who walk with Jesus, you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna walk with Jesus, basic. This is basic stuff right here. That's why most of my friends are crazy passionate for the Lord. Why? Because they walk like Jesus, I walk like Jesus, and we seek first the kingdom of God together. And that don't just happen by coincidence or just because it happened. No, that's wisdom for a believer to do such a thing as that, to surround yourself with other people who walk, talk, and live like Jesus Christ. For example, I was on a RVA Hope mission trip, and we're in Monroe Park down in Richmond, and we're sharing the gospel, evangelizing, and we're also sharing with others signs people could be sex trafficked and all those good things. And we did it for about an hour, 30 minutes, maybe even 2 hours. And finally, at the end of this time, we're leaving and going in the vans. Everyone's just gathering near the vans, but we end up like waiting a little longer, probably like 10 to 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, during that 10 to 15 minute window, I see three of my brothers in Christ. I see Jacob Harper, who is a sixth grader. I see Elijah Evans, who is a sixth grader. And I see Brother Oliver Smith, who is a seventh grader. And you know what they started to do? They're out there sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ when everyone else is like about to go, and I get that we're about to leave, but man, they went the extra mile and they're out witnessing for the kingdom of God. And I'm throwing a football because I'm getting ready to leave. So you know what I did right when I saw them three boys? Drop the football. And I went and shared the gospel. Because their walk with God caused me to walk even closer with God and to move forward in my walk with God, because they are sixth graders who are in love with Jesus, seventh graders who are in love with Jesus. Their walk caused me to walk closer to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the last way you and I can uphold our walk with God is to truly take time daily to observe what God is doing in our life. Every day Joseph lives, I try to ask a few questions. God, what are you doing today in my life? Well, God, what are you trying to teach me? Because the word of God says the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He will teach us. And God, why? Why are certain things like this happening within my life? And I had a few of people ask me, Joseph, did you hear from the Lord that God is calling you to move to Louisiana? And I said to them, I said, no. God is not, he has not spoken to me and given me like, hey, Joseph, go to Louisiana. But I can tell you what, I walk with God. I walk with him. And I feel in my heart and in my spirit the same way when God called me to go to Alaska Bible Institute and go almost 4,500 miles away to go to the tundra in a sense. I feel the same way when God called me to go commercial fishing and leave my family for 50 days to go try to make a living to afford college. I feel the same way when Pastor Matt gave me a phone call wanting to be the student pastor here. I feel the same way now within my heart, and that all happens because I walk with God. I wake up every morning, I'm like, Spirit of God, lead me. There's a lot of junk in my heart, but Spirit of God, I pray that your desire is increasing, 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 increasing every day of my life. And you have to truly live that out day by day. So I'm gonna tell you, observe what God is doing in your life, not just in the big, but in the small. Amen. If you're truly looking out for what God is doing in your daily life, the big stuff, it's just another day. I'm walking with God, brother. I'm walking with God, sister. If he tells me to go there, I'm gone. If he tells me to do this, I'm gone. I got to obey my God. Amen? And lastly, I want to close out speaking to why we should all be stirred up today. Why we should have kind of a fire in our belly to truly walk with God. So I believe you should walk with God because it is the most satisfying thing a human being can possibly do. Amen. Amen. Amen? I have never, ever, ever have said, I prayed too much today and my stomach hurts. Never. I've never read too much of the Bible and said, man, I just wasted so much of my time. I've never said something like that. But you know what I have done? I've watched too much TV and said, man, that just seemed like a meaningless day. That seemed like a pointless day. I played video games, and even some days I played too much basketball. And I said, man, this just seemed like a pointless day. Because ultimately, what I found out is those things left me more empty than filled, and I thought they would fill me. And we sometimes feel like that because ultimately, they do not satisfy the soul. They may satisfy the flesh, and it may be fun in the moment, but it does not satisfy the soul. You know what does satisfy the soul? The Holy Ghost. You know what does satisfy the soul? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And this morning, if you're not walking with God, or if you're not walking forward in your walk with God, or really doing it how you ought to be doing it, then I guarantee you, deep down in your heart, you would say, I'm not satisfied. There's some voids in my heart. I've done so much in my life, and there is nothing like Jesus. He is the one who can fill every void within your heart. That's why when people ask me, Joseph, why are you always so excited? Joseph, why are you always, your son's in the hospital on the verge of death. Why are you still praising Jesus? Why are you still blessing God? Why are you still just like 100% in it in your walk with God? Because I say, I'm walking with Jesus. Come on. If God wants to do something in my life, it's all good because I'm walking with him. I know I'm just a human. I'm not all knowing. I know that God is working all things out for the good for those that love him. And man, I love God. So I know even when my human experience is saying, no, that's a bad situation. That's a bad situation. But I know because I've been crucified with Christ. No, it's good. It's good. It's good. You know why? Because I walk with God. Hallelujah. Walking with God is the most fulfilling activity a human can do. Next point, I'm gonna get very truthful with you. Amen. Holy Spirit, soften the blow. You should walk with God, because if you don't, you walk straight to hell. Amen. That's amen. If you don't walk by faith with God each day God has for you, after God has sent his one and only Son to die on a cross, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If knowing that, if you still choose to walk in the ways of darkness in the world, after all the grace and mercy that God has poured out and showed you, then guess what? You will not have everlasting life. You will actually be damned in hell for all of eternity. And that's biblical. I don't write stuff like that. That comes from God's mouth. Amen. You can preach great sermons, you can cast out demons, you can give a lot of money, you can even find the cure for cancer. But if you don't walk with God, then you will walk right into hell. Amen. And lastly, I will close with this. You should walk with God, because heaven is at the end of our walk. Amen. Come on. Glory time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Being in heaven, in the full presence of God, is what keeps me going. There's some mornings, I'll be real with you, I don't want to get up out of bed. But then I'm like, oh, but I'm walking with Jesus. One day, I'm going to be in heaven, in the full presence of God. And everything, every sacrifice, everything I've done, every day of fasting is going to be worth it because of him. Knowing that one day every tear that I have cried for lost people and for people to be sanctified is going to be wiped from my eye, and it's going to be worth it on that very day when we are in heaven ruling and reigning. You know what's going to be in heaven? No sin. Amen. We're going to be free from all sin. We're going to be free from all worry. We're going to be free from all death. We're going to be free from all disease. We're going to be free from all trouble. We're going to be free from all temptation. Man, I could go on all day, but I'm already over time a little bit. We could go on and on and on. Things we're going to be free from in heaven. What a glorious day it will be. Amen. Glory, glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. One day, everyone who walked with God, just like Enoch did, one day you too will be no more. One day you're walking, next day you're gone. And all this is made possible because of what we celebrated last week. Jesus Christ rising from the dead. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father. And he's coming back one day. Could be right now in the service. He's coming back one day. And he has made a way for every person here, hearing my voice and online, for you to be made right with God, for you to have faith in God. That is all that is required. And guess what? You leave the room, you leave online, walking with Jesus if you have faith. Hallelujah. 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 And I believe the Lord wants every person to respond to this message here today. Are you walking with God today? Can you honestly take a bird's eye view of your life and say, 100%, Holy Spirit, you've given me assurance in my heart that I am walking step by step with Jesus Christ. And if you say no in your heart, then I beg you today, start. Be like Enoch. Walk with God. And one day, I'm feeling it so much right now. One day you will be no more. You will be ruling and reigning in heaven, and it all happens by faith alone in Jesus Christ, period, on the end of the sentence. Amen? And for those who are walking with God, it's hard, isn't it, sometimes? Jesus says in Matthew 7 that the narrow pathway is difficult. It's okay to acknowledge it's difficult, all right? But you know what's at the end of your walk? Heaven. So every day you wake up, you see the sun, recognize new mercy, and every step you take could be your day for heaven. Amen? Amen. Let us close in a word of prayer. Father God, we just come before you and thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you, God, for just giving us the ability to be saved. Oh, Father, I pray that every person in this room would walk with Jesus. Oh, God, for people that are unbelievers and they're not walking with Jesus, I pray right now in this moment that they would say, I'm starting today. I want to walk with Jesus right now in this moment. By faith alone, they are just like Enoch, who will one day be no more. And Father, I pray also for the Christian who has been walking with you for a while now, maybe even for a day now. I pray that you would give them the revelation that every day they take one step, even if they're in a wheelchair, they are walking with Jesus. And heaven is our final destination. So Father, you be glorified. And I pray that you would mature and sanctify every single person here in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 I love everyone here. If I could preach one last message, it would to show and reveal to you in Scripture that it is possible for you to walk with God, and you're just a human being, and yet every step you could take, you look to your left, Jesus. Look to your right, Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're gonna walk forward in our walk with God. Amen? So amen. I love every one of you. I've prayed so much for you. I've shed tears for a lot of you here. And I pray that the Lord will keep every single one of you and he would pour out his Holy Spirit upon all of you, okay? So walk with God and do it with your whole heart. We can all stand to our feet at this time. And as you leave this place, know that when you walk through that door, if you're born again by the Holy Spirit, you're walking with God. I love you guys. Have a fantastic day. If you want to come this Thursday, we're having a send-off party. It's at youth group time, so 6:30 to 8:30. If you want to come celebrate what God's done in the youth group, and that's my last day here in Virginia. So praise be to God. I love you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You're walking with Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Amen.